This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
The Irishman, did you see it, Dawn?
Yes.
You did see it?
I did.
What'd you think?
It's long.
It is long.
It's like 3.5 hours.
3 hours and 29 minutes, I believe, yeah.
So I liked it. My husband and boys fell asleep.
They fell asleep, okay. Yeah. But so, you liked it because you like those mob movies.
I do.
Okay.
So I was into it. I liked it. It was just, I think they could have ended it like maybe an hour earlier. But then in Thanksgiving dinner, my cousin Billy said he read the book and he said that they ruined it, that they got things wrong.
That, oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, so if you read the book, I wouldn't, I mean, I from what I'm hearing, if you read the book, you're not going to like this movie.
Okay.
So there's that.
But you liked it.
I did.
Okay.
Because I love those kinds of, you know, I get into the story and it's slow. It's very slow.
It is slow. It's like it's revealing
yes.
of itself. Bill, you saw it. You were not a fan, I believe, right?
Yeah, I thought it just, as Dawn was alluding to, I thought it could have ended about an hour early, and it just took for, it's a slow burn, as you alluded to, because it's so long.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wasn't in a mood for one of those slow burn movies, so I didn't appreciate it as much as most people, I feel.
Greg, did you see it?
I did.
And?
I loved it.
Loved it.
I absolutely.
Now, why did you love it?
I thought it was. I actually thought it was one of Scorsese's best.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I just think it was an interesting story. I didn't know too much about it, and I just thought it was very well acted. I liked the CGI of the, you know, making them younger and older, and I thought it was a cool story. And
yeah.
I read the stories too over the weekend about how it might not be necessarily a true story, but I thought it was great.
I'll tell you what, Al Pacino is the greatest actor.
Yes.
I mean, the guy is the best.
Love him.
And I, you know, look, I know I don't like De Niro's politics, but I never let that affect how I like actors. I just think that there was a time when I thought maybe they were equal, but I think Pacino blows De Niro out of the water.
Do
just
you?
In terms, I do.
Wow.
I really do. I think his
bold statement.
His ability to act is just, it's riveting. I mean, he becomes the character. I still look at De Niro's character and still see De Niro.
Yes.
I still see De Niro.
Pacino, I'm talking about, completely developed.
Became Jimmy Hoffa.
Was Jimmy Hoffa through and through, beginning to end, and it was incredible. That was my favorite part of the movie.
Yeah.
Like you were saying.
I think the movie is, you know what it is? It's a movie. It's a cinematic experience. It's not meant for our day and age of big CGI movies with the aliens and dinosaurs and things like that. Like this is a old school movie with the scenery matters and the costumes and the lighting and the noir and all that. It's not for everybody though. That's the thing. It's
right,
not,
but if you love that kind of thing, like Greg said, you will enjoy it. But
yeah.
like I say, my husband fell asleep.
First of all, you got to go in there not angry about the 3.5 hours, and you got to commit to it. That's a lot
it's
of people's
true.
Problems. They go, all right, 3.5 hours, give it to me. And then 15 minutes in, they go, you're not justifying my time. I'm out.
I broke it up over 3 days. So that I think helped because I didn't have to sit there for 1 3.5 hour movie. I broke it up over 3 days. So.
Oh, there's actually a suggestion out there on how to break it up into more like a mini series. And I could share that with you. I just don't want to give away any spoilers if people haven't seen it. But basically, it's really, you could do four different kinds
yes.
of breakdowns in the movie.
Yeah.
And you could stop it there and then keep watching.
But
if you
also,
want.
For all of us, it's based in Philadelphia and
yes.
Jersey.
Frank Rizzo's in the movie.
Frank yep. Rizzo and a lot of the characters that, I mean, my husband especially covered, you know what I mean? It's
Angelo Bruno.
Yes.
I mean, it's, yes.
Harvey
it is.
Keitel.
It is an absolute. Keitel's amazing. I didn't even know it was Keitel.
Yeah, it was.
That's how
yeah.
I didn't even know. That's how good he is.
Yep.
But I'm telling you that yes, it's a story about this area for sure. Philly. I mean, De Niro's character was in the working as a meat packer.
Yeah.
Right?
So that was so cool.
He's going to start punching it.
That's what I thought. It's South Philly, you know
like
what I mean?
Rocky
it's
like, run by, be perfect.
Yeah, it was almost as if he was working there before Rocky got there
yeah.
and started punching the meat. I think it's, if you love movies, I think you're going to love
yes,
the movie.
Definitely.
But if you are, first of all, if the idea of 3.5 hours of time is obnoxious, I get it. Don't even try it. Just don't. I mean, that's a big commitment of time. Also, too, you can't compare it to the other Scorsese movies in the sense that This is the kind of movie that I think is his way of saying goodbye. Screw you. Hollywood's changed and I'm out. Go watch the rest on your phones and your iPads.
I'm going to make this movie as long as humanly possible and then I'm out.
And then if you want to watch something on your little phone there and your little with your little Avengers and everything like that, go ahead. But this is going to be an artistic movie that's going to get to the characters and the noir aspect of it. And again, that's not for everybody. So, you know that going in.
Yes.
It would have been better if Iron Man would have come out and just, you know.
In the deleted scenes, he does.
Iron Man's from Philly?
Who knew, right? And who knew that he's the one that killed Jimmy Hoffa? He took his body into deep space. I didn't know. Who the hell knew? Yeah. Actually, the Hulk ripped him apart. See, that would have been better at the end. You're trying to figure out Jimmy. I'll tell you the one thing, though, and this is why I think overall the movie might be disappointing to a lot of people. Here's the thing, and this is nothing that Scorsese can change. The truth is that if you watch the movie and you find out what happens to Jimmy Hoffa, it is a huge, huge letdown, is it not?
Yeah.
Without spoiling it, it's a huge letdown because we're all expecting the big reveal, and because of what we heard our entire lives, he's under Giant Stadium. You know, he's on the New Jersey Turnpike.
Yes.
Right. That we were expecting them to show, and I was waiting for this, and when it happens, you go, that's it?
Yep.
And literally, that's it. And De Niro even says, the character even goes, not much more to it than that. That's why it's a letdown for a lot of people. They're watching it to see what happens to Hoffa.
Yeah.
Right?
I really was kind of hoping Scorsese never would have done this, but if he had leaned into the grand theory that he's in underneath old Giant Stadium, just totally lean into that and see what happens.
Just throw it out there.
Yeah.
Like, I would have been good if the nurse at the end had said, oh, is that the guy buried under Giant Stadium?
Yeah, exactly.
Or something like that. They probably couldn't get the rights to say Giants.
Just, reference you know. To it.
Yeah, reference that's to it. So is that funny. The stadium in the Meadowlands the guy's buried under? But that's... So that could be a big disappointment for people as well. But I'll tell you what, though, Pacino, man, that guy has got it. He's got it. He hasn't lost a thing.
Yeah.
He hasn't lost a thing, that guy.
No,
he's really
amazing.
Good.
I've seen him live on Broadway. He's just incredible.
Yeah. I think he's probably the best actor of our time. Of our time right now, that's for sure. But De Niro, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's because of all his cuts and everything.
He plays the same
In every movie.
Yeah,
he's the same.
He does. And the more you see of him, the more you realize that he just plays the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, he's been doing... At any minute, he could have met the parents.
Yeah.
And, you know what I'm saying? It could have been the Irishman meeting...
Barbara Streisand comes in.
Yeah.
She's eating pancakes.
Meeting the parents and saying hello. And yes, Bill.
It was just tough because he was supposed to be this Irish guy, this standalone, working for the mafia, but he was an Irish guy.
Right.
But he let his stereotypical Italian-ness come out, and it was just tough 100%. To get through.
Because he's a little bit of an overrated actor, and he doesn't know how to really act, and so that's why, because De Niro plays the same role in every movie, so at some point, it comes out. Because I thought the same thing. I go, how is this guy an Irishman?
Because he's not. He's De Niro.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, truly... Al Pacino as Hoffa seemed more Irish than De Niro did as an Irishman, right?
Well, that was one of the problems with the book. If you read the book, the Irishman was this huge guy. He was like 6'6", this booming voice, and he was in the military and so on and so forth. But that he's just such a different character. So for people who have that character in mind, then they watch the movie, they're like, what?
Yeah, like, what? What's going on here? All right, well, we'll have more on this as the show unfolds.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.